Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. That's right. We're here when most other radio talk show hosts want to be at home with their families. And I know, Mark, you'd probably like to be at home with your wife, and I wouldn't mind spending the evening alone with Julia. But you know what? The reason we're here tonight is because you're there listening.
So you're saying you'd want me to leave?
No.
Oh, okay. No. You said you wanted to be alone with Julia.
No.
You'd prefer me not to be around?
I was talking about if we weren't doing the show. And we are doing the show because there are people out there who still listen to the radio and they're online.
Yeah, well, tonight's a great night to be listening to the radio. There's
think of all the people driving around.
Yeah, there's been lots of people driving around. People, you know, the whole festivities have wind down a little bit for a lot of people. They had their big meal during the day, and now they want to get their little fix of Free Talk Live.
Right. If we're all loaded up on our trip to Fan. We've already gone out and eaten, of course.
Yes.
We went to the Thanksgiving Day West festivities here in New Hampshire. The Free State Project members, if you listened to the show before, you know that we're Free State Project members. We've all moved to New Hampshire as part of this migration, if you will, of liberty-loving people all moving to the same place. Really, it has a lot in common with some of the origins of Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. right? The Pilgrims and all that. They came here looking for a better place to live, more freedom. Right?
Yep. And to build a better place, too.
So that's what we've essentially done in New Hampshire, is that liberty-oriented people like us have all come to New Hampshire, and we're getting active. There's political things going on, apolitical things going on. In fact, totally coincidentally, we actually have the president of the Free State Project on the phone with us.
Excellent.
So we're going to go to that here in a moment, but I don't think we've even introduced ourselves yet. Things are just a little different. It's a Thanksgiving Day show.
Anyway, fast and loose.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on our website, by the way, at freetalklive.com. There's all kinds of great stuff there, and we give it all away for free. Now, tonight, don't let me forget, as we take phone calls, as calls come in, and I'd like to just ask the question right now, and if I forget when someone calls in, you know, I think we're doing a regular show, remind me, because if you call in tonight, I want to know what you're thankful for, right? It is Thanksgiving, and I think we'll go around later and do that. We'll ask everyone in the studio.
Now, are we going to tell our traditional Thanksgiving story tonight?
I have a different version of it. The John Stossolized version of it.
Even better.
Yeah, so that'll be good, because we told the same one 2 years in a row, and so someone sent me another one.
People look forward to this particular story.
That's actually not true. You told two different ones.
Really?
Yeah, the first year you read a story, and then last year you read one that you thought was a little cynical. It had a cynical part to it. It was from LouRockwell.com, so it's actually two different.
I thought it was from Lou Rockwell 2 years in a row, but what do I know?
Yeah,
I listened to the show, but not as intently, I guess. Anyway, 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go right to the amplifier line. Irina Goddard is the president of the Free State Project, and she's on the phone tonight. Happy Thanksgiving, Irina.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hello, guys.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Hey, Julia.
Hi.
So what are you thankful for tonight, Irina, before you get into whatever the reason was you were calling?
Well, I guess I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for old friends and new friends that are in our lives. I'm thankful for this exciting atmosphere in New Hampshire that's happening now.
How cool is it to be up here right now? I mean, we just got back from the gathering of Free Staters out here on the western side of New Hampshire, and it was a blast. Of course, you know, all the usual suspects were there, Lauren Canario, Russell Canning, and everybody else that so many people have heard stories about. What did you do today?
Well, we actually had a very low-key day. Our son is sick, so we pretty much were home. So nothing too exciting.
Yep, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Do you have turkey and all the usual stuff, or not even that?
Believe it or not, we actually did not have turkey, and we had lasagna.
Oh, okay. That works for me.
Yeah, we want it a little differently, you know.
I'm not picky. If it tastes good, you know, that's good enough for me. So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I wanted to share with you a few things with you and your listeners. First one, the latest FSP numbers. I wanted to talk about a little bit the outlook for us for the next few months.
Okay.
And I also want to talk about Liberty Forum.
Sure.
Okay. So latest numbers, we have passed through the 8,000 participants number.
That's excellent. The Free State Project, of course, looking to recruit 20,000 people to sign up and essentially pledge to move to New Hampshire. Once the 20,000 member, or the 20,000 mark is reached, there would be a 5-year window at which those 20,000 people have to move up to New Hampshire. That's essentially what the pledge is all about. But is there going to be some sort of different option maybe coming out soon, Irina? Have there been continuing discussions about that, perhaps allowing people to sign up and say, you know what, I'm going to move at 10,000, or I'm going to move right now or within the next 2 years or something like that, besides the first 1,000?
We're actually discussing that. We're discussing, we're calling it actually different kind of triggers so that people can choose, you know, based on their particular situation and you know, when they want to move here, whether they want to wait till the 20K have committed, whether they want to wait, you know, for a different number have committed, or they want to wait for a particular event to have happened. So we're actually kind of finalizing how that's going to look.
Okay,
and,
good.
And that's, I'm pretty confident it's going to go, you know, it's going to be implemented fairly soon. I don't know, December, January. So
excellent. That'd be a nice little thing to launch at the upcoming Liberty Forum, if possible, if it's finished by then.
Yep. I think we're very close to consensus now. You know, it's a big topic. A lot of people have a lot of opinions. But at the end of the day, we do want to give options to the participants and give them, you know, what they need to help them push into that decision.
I think it's great.
New Hampshire.
Right, because Mark and I have been talking off the air just about sort of accelerating the process. Need to get more people involved and get them to move sooner rather than later. And I think giving them more choices and more options as to how they can join the Free State Project is going to be a good way to help do that.
I agree. I think it's a great idea. And to all the critics out there who say, well, you guys are just changing it because you couldn't fit the 20,000, you couldn't make it or whatever. The Free State Project was totally an experiment. Nobody knew what to expect. When it was started, Jason Sorens didn't know what to expect when he started it up.
Well, when he ran those numbers, he was really, really, I guess, liberal with his numbers, with the 20,000.
He wanted to make sure he got enough people.
He didn't realize at that time that he was going to get super activists, like the best of the best, cream of the crop, liberty-oriented activists. And I think he's readjusted his numbers to say that, you know, 12,000 would be way more than enough. And I think some of the people that have actually been here, because Jason doesn't, the founder of the Free State Project doesn't live in New Hampshire yet. I think that some of the people that have been here for a couple of years have said 2,000 activists in the same mold that we currently have them, 2,000 would be enough to make the changes necessary.
Yeah, and the way I look at it is not really changing it. I would say we're improving on it because the original SOI would not change. People are still committing to move when 20 people sign up, but you have an option to choose something that could happen sooner. So that would be a default pledge, and then there would be additional that would make, you know, that would accelerate that.
Right.
And that the choices would be there. So we are not changing it. We are improving it.
Well, is there going to be a more lax definition for somebody who, you know, would sign up, say, move within 10 years or something like that?
We're looking at those, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just wondering.
More long term.
Right. You know, because there's a lot of people that would say, you know, I'd like to see it hit its number, and then I can start wrapping things up, and it's going to take me quite some time, and at that point, you know, I'd be in retirement or whatever it is that they might choose.
All right. So that's exciting. Good to know that that's on the way for the Free State Project. And what else? I know you want to talk Liberty Forum. Was there something else you wanted to cover?
Well, I tell you, I think it's a little bit related to the triggers. I think we're also looking, you know, in the next month, a little bit looking at FSP and trying to attract new participants by working in the internet much more. We have launched quite a big Google Ads program.
Guerrilla Ads, right.
Google Ads, yeah, about a month ago now. Maybe
Google, gotcha.
Ago, yep. And we are trying to attract people that are already involved in other pro-liberty organizations or pro-liberty campaigns. And that is actually proving to be quite successful because over the last few weeks, we have seen, you know, easily double digits participants joining every week. So
that's
they have
pretty good.
The rate has increased dramatically over the last 6 weeks.
Excellent.
So, you know, again, that is, you know, so we're hoping to have triggers, we're hoping to attract people through the internet, having people blog about us.
This is also, by the way, I'm going to hold you on. Can you stick with us and talk more about this? Because I know you have more to cover. We'll bring Irina Goddard back if you have a question for the president of the Free State Project. She's on the line, 1-800-259-9231. This is a live Thanksgiving Day edition. We're here, so dial on in if you've got a question for Irina. 800-259-9231. Come back and talk more about the Free State Project and how the Ron Paul movement is tying in. We're seeing bigger numbers for the FSP. Is the Ron Paul campaign a factor? Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ted Anderson, December 31st, 2007. Happy New Year. Gold, 838, 38 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 862, 92, 425, 20 for half, 212, 60 per quarter. That's 862, 92, 425, 20, and 212, 60. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as Dr. No, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Free Talk Live is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. This is the live, I'm used to saying live when it's Saturday show. This is the live Thanksgiving Day edition, so it's Thursday evening, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts. Lots to talk about, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free State Project's Liberty Forum will be held on January the 3rd through the 6th, 2008, at the Crown Plaza Hotel and Resort in Nashua, New Hampshire. Beautiful Nashua, New Hampshire during January, with a free shuttle from nearby Manchester International and a suite rate for Liberty Forum attendees. This is a sweet deal, and you don't want to miss it. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use code 2008FTL to save 10%. I'm sure you can get there from the main website at freestateproject.org.
So we're talking actually with the Free State Project's president right now, new president, Irina Goddard. She is actually, Irina organized the last Liberty Forum, as I understand it, and now the president of the Free State Project, on to tell us about some of the upcoming exciting changes that are going to be coming to the Free State Project. And many of these have been in the works for a little while, so I'm glad to hear that it's finally going to happen. Basically, in case you don't know, again, the Free State Project, a movement encouraging 20,000 liberty-loving people all to move to the same state. In this case, New Hampshire was the chosen state. And so we're getting those people to come here, but we're finding that we need to be a little bit more flexible, or the Free State Project needs to be a little bit more flexible in how people can sign up. So we want to make it so people can choose to come here sooner rather than later, and customize their sign up a lot more than they previously could. And so that's pretty exciting, because that's on the way. Also, of course, the Liberty Forum, which we're going to talk about. And Irina, you just told us a moment ago that signups are up recently for the Free State Project. It was pretty slow going, like, you know, 7 to 10 a week. Now you're in the double digits every single week as far as signups is concerned. And if that doesn't sound like a lot to people, you do have to understand this is really a serious commitment. I mean, we're talking about uprooting your life and moving everything. If you've got a business, you know, moving that, moving your family, moving everything to a different state. It's a pretty big commitment. And so more people are making it now. Irina, why do you think that is? Is the Ron Paul campaign a factor? Is it something else? What's your analysis there?
I believe that Ron Paul is definitely a factor in all this. I think people have woken up to where the country is going and where it could go if Ron Paul is elected or if Ron Paul is not elected. And I think they're waking up to that fact and just being more active. Ron Paul campaign is very internet-based, mm-hmm. and frankly, that's how Free State Project is as well. So I think those two things are really helping each other.
Absolutely.
And the most important thing, frankly, is, as you said, Free State Project, Free State is New Hampshire, and the first primary has been announced, mm-hmm. January 8th. Okay?
Yes.
Now, this is huge. This is going to be the 48 hours after our Liberty Forum finishes.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Now, does that mean that New Hampshire gets censured or whatever by the RNC for some of their delegates or not?
What's that mean? Censured?
They're supposed to lose half their delegates if they're before a certain time. I don't know.
You mean the Republican?
Yeah.
I heard something similar, but to be honest, I don't know what the final status on that is.
Right. All I know is that the fact that the primary is going to be on January 8th means that Ron Paul is probably, you know, 100% chance of him going to be speaking at the upcoming Liberty Forum, right?
I cannot make that announcement.
That's what I would say. I'd say it's darn close to 100% chance, because he's going to definitely be in New Hampshire, I would say, the weekend before the primary.
He definitely is going to be here. There's no doubt about that. It's actually in the works. There's no confirmation, and until there's a confirmation, then it's going to be an announcement. So I'm sorry, I cannot.
That's all right.
She can neither confirm nor deny.
Well, we do know that historically Ron Paul's been very friendly towards the Free State Project. He did.
Yeah.
You actually managed to get him on video, essentially endorsing the Free State Project, and that's, I think, that video is up on the Free State Project's website.
Happily,
right now.
He was happy to do it.
Absolutely,
right.
And he was happy to speak at the Liberty Forum this year. So, you know, maybe it'll become a tradition. Maybe Ron Paul will speak there every year, even if he's not running for president.
But nonetheless,
that's something, and that's one definite possibility. possibility for the Liberty Forum, and the fact is hotel rooms are filling up whether or not Ron Paul is going to be there. So
exactly. So if anybody's actually been thinking about attending, I strongly suggest to register now and get your hotel, because that hotel room is not going to be available under our code much longer. So, meaning because it's going to be filled up so quickly now. And if you are going to sign up later, you know, the risk is that you may be staying somewhere else, even in Massachusetts, because frankly, New Hampshire is going to be all filled up because of the primary. So
that's a good point. Make a move now and get that hotel room, and go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to, you know, to read more about that. You know, I think it's great that the Free State Project and Ron Paul are so closely linked, because as his campaign moves on into the future, you know, the Free State Project will inevitably get more media mentions and more attention. And of course, it's going to benefit the Free State Project either way, whether Ron Paul wins or loses. And I think that, you know, there might even be a chance that if Ron Paul loses, the Free State Project could be something that his activists could turn to, because we've been talking on Free Talk Live about, you know, what's going to happen with the burnout factor. If Ron Paul doesn't make it through the primary and he doesn't throw his hat in as a independent candidate, there's this huge activist network out there that's going to feel as though they don't have anything else to do. And I wonder how many of those are going to translate into, you know, excitement for the Free State Project moving to New Hampshire and getting active here.
Well, we definitely want to reach out to you know, to those people and anybody else for that matter too. So again, that's why the Google Ads, and frankly, you know, being more internet, I don't know, smarter about how we get people to come to our website is critical right now. And having us post to any, you know, any and all liberty oriented groups is priority number one. But before we go to that, I want to just mention one more thing, and that is the significance of having that primary the 48 hours after the Liberty Forum. I mean, because this is the first primary, the media is going to swarm on our state here, and I really do believe that we're going to have a forum where there's going to be people coming from New Hampshire, coming from outside of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I mean, by no doubt, this is going to be this presidential election, this presidential primary is the most contested one, frankly, in our lifetime. And, you know, taking advantage of being here, being in the middle of this, frankly, storm, political storm here, and making a difference, you know, come to the Liberty Forum and then, frankly, stay and work for your candidate of choice. And make that difference on primary day here in New Hampshire.
Right. A lot of people have not made up their minds. Like, you know, they're leaning one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very fluid here in New Hampshire and probably around the United States. Many people have made up their minds entirely, but I'd say the majority of people have not.
Good percentage.
And people's opinions change. If they see a huge support for a particular candidate, that candidate, they're liable to vote for him.
Yeah, like it or not, it does become a popularity
Ron
contest.
Ron Paul is winning
people.
The amount of signs in New Hampshire, I can tell you that. I just took a drive
stole
today.
Someone stole mine.
But you got another one.
I Ron Paul sign. Yeah, I did get another one.
Hang on,
scared. Irina, we're going to bring you back. Talk about the Liberty Forum if you've got time, and do you?
Yes.
Great. More with Irina Goddard. She is the president of the Free State Project. This is a live Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live, so call in if you got a question for us. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis. So it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tap2Yo is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tap2Yo allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tap2Yo enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tap2Yo and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tap2Yo and learn how you can save 50% on your Tap2Yo purchase. Tap2Yo is a registered trademark of Data Reed Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves even on this live Thanksgiving Day edition. In fact, especially on this live Thanksgiving Day edition, phones are dead. 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You know, today's a good day for listening, not such a good day for calling.
Whatever. It's always a good time for either one. Whatever suits you. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. The dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Head to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. The new Zero Blaster shoots smoke rings up to 12 feet with a blue LED light to light them up. You can get the Zero Blaster, a Mega Blaster, or a Mini Blaster. Get one at ZeroToys.com, or get two or three or however many kids you have. Wayne, we gave him one for his kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how he loved it. I guess we didn't get to ask him that the other night, but the kid was really having a good time.
I'm sure.
And Wayne's comment was that the kid could have a good time, his son could have a good time, but it wasn't annoying at the same time for Wayne. So,
right. You could turn on or off the little blaster noise,
right?
And that's good for parents.
It's a parent-compatible toy.
Right. And there's a little bit of science that goes with it, too.
Yes.
So, why is this smoke coming out of here? What makes this smoke, Daddy?
There is a reason.
I don't know.
Go to ZeroToys.com. Well, you would know if you read the back of the package.
Well, read it.
ZeroToys.com. All right, let's go back.
I don't know how to fix a car engine either, but I know how to drive one.
Yeah, good point. Let's go back to Irina Goddard. She is the president of the Free State Project, the Free State Project being a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals of all different shapes and sizes and viewpoints all moving to the same state, to New Hampshire, in order to get active for liberty. For some people, that activism might mean civil disobedience. For others, it might mean getting active at the state house and lobbying representatives on behalf of pro-freedom viewpoints, or something else entirely. So, Irina, you're back on the line with us, and I think we're just going to get into talking about the upcoming Liberty Forum, unless you had something else to cover.
No, we can go right into the Liberty Forum.
So why were you calling to talk about the Liberty Forum? Is there something new that has developed that you wanted to announce, or what's going on?
Well, I think overall I just wanted to talk about the fact that the primary was named. It was January 8th. So Liberty Forum is, in fact, the weekend right before the primary, which is on Tuesday. And frankly, just talk about the significance of you know, why our event is actually going to be, you know, the hotbed of you know, the political turmoil, I don't know, debate and everything that's happening in New Hampshire. And there's going to be a lot of media to cover it.
Right. You know, the fact is the rest of the candidates simply don't have a weekend-long, three-day-long event dedicated to them, which I'm not saying that this is entirely dedicated to Ron Paul, but it's darn close.
I'd say he's definitely going to have some supporters at the upcoming Liberty Forum.
Sure.
And it really is. I mean, having been there last year for the very first Liberty Forum, this is only going to be the second one. It really is the pro-liberty event of the year. I understand there are some out there in America, the Libertarian Party has a convention, that sort of thing. But this isn't a political party event. This is just people that love freedom getting together and meeting with each other and brainstorming and socializing and also learning and having a good time. Mm. It really is a blast. Highly recommend people go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Learn more about some of the speakers they're going to have. I'm overwhelmed almost by this list of speakers. It keeps growing week after week. I think there are more speakers lined up already for the Liberty Forum, and there are still some more to be announced. Right, Irina?
That's right. That's right. And I think that those announcements are going to happen pretty quick. I think Chris Lawless is going to call in probably sometime during the upcoming week now, and everything's going to get finalized now because we were waiting for the primary date to be announced.
Right. And that has been done.
It's all coming together now. And, I mean, if I do have to say from last year, the big thing, I mean, you know, you plan these things, you know, everything, but, you know, at the end, you still don't know how things are going to turn out. And last year, the thing that got me is the camaraderie that people build, the various, you know, other pro-liberty organizations that are out there that came to the Liberty Forum, and the people really mingled together. Not just people from out of state, but people that are really living here in New Hampshire, frankly, residents of New Hampshire, too, knowing that there are like-minded spirits out here or coming to New Hampshire. I mean, it was really, you know, a lot of buzz. And I think that kind of buzz and excitement is something that cannot really be planned. It just happens. And since it happened last time, I really strongly believe that it's going to happen again and it's going to be bigger and better.
Absolutely. It's definitely bigger. There are a lot more people that are going to be there. Our very own Gardner Goldsmith, host of Against the Grain here in New Hampshire, he's going to be there. Jim Babka from Downsized DC. Barry Cooper, definitely his first time at the Liberty Forum. Barry Cooper, the man behind Never Get Busted, excellent set of videos that's available online. Former law enforcement officer. Also, former law enforcement officer Peter Crist from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Carla Howell, Center for Small Government, Bernard von Nothaus, the Liberty Dollar. I mean, I've only named a fraction. Sharon Harris, who was supposed to be there last year, had a family emergency, and she couldn't
make it.
She's coming out this time from the Advocates for Self-Government, an organization I'm a huge fan of. So really, I mean, this is the who's who of liberty-oriented activists, the names, if you will. They're going to be there, and it's going to be really exciting, not to mention some of the best activists from around the state of New Hampshire who have moved as part of the Free State Project as early movers. Really, it's a great event, and it's affordably priced. What's it going to set somebody back if they're going to be buying, you know, the whole weekend pass? What are we looking at right now?
Right now, it's $219, and that gets you into everything. It's the day program, the panels, the keynote speeches and dinners that are happening in the evening, okay? So that's actually a very good price because it includes the evening dinners as well.
Okay, but now wait a minute. Hold on. Now, that's $219 for the whole package, but if you go and you use the Free Talk Live discount code, which is 2008FTL, all one word, 2008FTL, you'll get 10% off that.
That's right. That's right.
Now, when does that price go up? There's always a certain date at which it's going to bump up to the next level.
I tell you, it's going to bump up when we announce and finalize the schedule. The reason it's lower right now is because there's still some open gap.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's the payoff. You know, you commit early and you get lower price. But when everything's finalized, it's going to go higher.
There's,
so really, there's just, you know, very limited time to take advantage of this.
There's no reason to wait.
Exactly. And I do have to stress the hotel. I mean, I think it's a bonus to stay at the place where the convention is.
Totally.
Unless, you know, because traveling to a different hotel, and frankly, let's face it, in January, and it's nasty weather outside. So being somewhere else, I think, puts a damper on things. So if you can, register now, including with the hotel.
Very cool. Did you have anything else to cover tonight, or did you guys have any other questions for Irina while we have her here?
Pretty much got all my questions answered.
Anything else we missed, Irina?
No, I think that's it. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys there as well.
Well, we always have a blast broadcasting from the Liberty Forum. I certainly enjoyed it last year.
I had a great time.
Looking forward to it again. We're going to see, I'm sure, a number of our listeners. There were people in Free Talk Live's T-shirts everywhere. And now we've got the Free Talk Live hoodies that people can order so they can help keep warm while they're up here in New Hampshire.
And we can bring some with us if we wanted to.
I can't because I don't have those.
Oh, okay.
But our store manager, if he's coming, and I don't know if he is, might be able to see.
See if we can work that out. Now, Irina, before we go, I noticed on the FreeStateProject.org's main page, there's a little map that says, you know, the most people have donated from this state and the least from that state and that kind of thing. And I was noticing that some of the states correspond with some of the states where we have the most, where we have the most stations and that kind of thing. Do you see any correlation there?
I think so. I think that's a very good observation. I think that definitely has something to do with it.
Yeah, possibly. We'll see. Possibly.
Possibly. Exactly.
All right, Irina.
New Hampshire stands out definitely in that map.
Yep. So does Montana.
I was going to say, I just hope that your son is feeling better soon. I know that you've taken time out from your Thanksgiving evening to be talking to us tonight, and I really appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you. Thank you to you, and thank you to the listeners.
Yep. Have a good night, and we'll keep people informed on the Developing Liberty Forum coming up here on January 3rd through the 6th. That's just, 5 weeks, 6 weeks away from now? It's not very long. So looking forward to that. Thanks, Irina. Good night. 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line, the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. Still have to tell you the Thanksgiving, sort of the traditional Free Talk Live Thanksgiving story. What was the true story of Thanksgiving? Believe it or not, they didn't tell you the truth in government school. We have it here. And that's on the way. And your calls as well about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com.
Call 702-953-0267.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231, the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, tomorrow is the kickoff of the holiday shopping season. Tomorrow is known
Ian
as...
Ian loves Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Yeah, he talks about it every year.
It is.
It's great.
It's a wonderful marketplace phenomenon.
It is.
It's amazing to watch people go out and stand out in the cold. I always thought it was amazing that people would get up at, you know, 5 in the morning or 4 in the morning at in Florida, where we used to live, and stand out in what I considered cold then. It's a whole different ball game up here in New Hampshire.
For the first time I've been tempted to do such a thing, I saw a circular for Walmart where they're selling, this may not be in your area, $900 48-inch plasma screen TV. It's an amazing deal. But
I thought it was $800. Wait, what was it? How many inches?
Well, it's $800-something, and it was 48-inch.
Okay, because they had one on the front page of their circular for under 800, 42 inches, which was full HD, just an awesome, amazing deal. And there's going to be deals like that going on everywhere tomorrow. I don't even know where I was going with that. I was just mentioning what day it was. It's the live Thanksgiving Day edition. Tomorrow's Black Friday. Of course, oh, yes, it kicks off the holiday shopping season. And why go out and brave the crowds? Why go stand in the lines when you can go to Amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done right there, online, no hitting traffic. None of the insanity of going out and, you know, possibly getting into fisticuffs with another mom over the Tickle Me Elmo or something like that. Which, believe it or not, people do fight on Black Friday. The deals are so intense that people are willing to scuffle.
Yeah, that does happen.
And so stay home. You know, click on Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. You're going to have to do the holiday shopping anyway. You've got to get gifts for your friends and family members. So do it at Amazon.freetalklive.com. It's the same great products, same great deals. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut when you enter through that link. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Still a lot to talk about here tonight. We do, have, of course, have our Thanksgiving Day-related stories. I'd like to find out, Mark, what you're thankful for. We'll get to that. Also, coming up, there's an update on a story we discussed last night where the Internet harassment law was being looked at being becoming a law. I mean, it doesn't exist or didn't exist, and there's an update on that from a small town in Missouri, Darden Prairie. We'll give you that story as well. But first, let's go to the phones and talk to Darlene in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live, Darlene.
Hi, Julia, Mark, Ian,
hey.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hello.
What's up?
Well, just to wish you guys happy Thanksgiving. It's not Thanksgiving here. That was a month ago, but...
Oh, right, yeah, things are a little different up there in Canada. Now, what were you thankful for on your Thanksgiving?
I think because for a while I lived away from home, and now being close to home recently, I was just very thankful to be close to family and friends on the Thanksgiving day. Because previously, while I was away from home, I used to make Thanksgiving dinner for out-of-towners, other out-of-towners in the area as well. So just kind of nice to be actually around family and friends at that point.
Excellent. So you were just calling to say happy Thanksgiving. Did you have anything else?
Yes, I did. Actually, first, before I get to what I was really calling about, you were talking about Black Friday. And how many people are actually going to be spending money they actually have on Black Friday? Are they just going to get themselves more in debt?
Good question. I'd say there's a lot of people that are going to be signing up for those store credit cards tomorrow and charging up their credit cards. Absolutely.
Yes, that as well as are they still actually selling Tickle Me Elmos?
I don't know.
That was just I used that one because I used to work in retail, and I was working in retail that particular Christmas, so I remember when Tickle Me Elmo was huge. That was also, I think, Tamagotchi was one of the big ones back when I was in retail.
That's right. Anyways, just some points before I bring up my main point, which is the taser debate. I'm not sure how much you've actually talked about it lately on your shows, but I know in Canada the debate has been fierce over the use of tasers, particularly in the last month or so following the death of a man named Robert Drakansky, sorry if I mispronounced that name, Vancouver Airport, an immigrant from Poland, his first time in Canada. And I'm not sure, have you talked about this before I get into
it? No, I had that story, I think, in my show prep. I don't think we ever got to it. There are so many taser stories now.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we could do a whole hour on tasers.
I know. It's incredible. You know what? And the video was taken by, personal video on a cell phone. The whole incident, the man had been in the Vancouver airport for 10 hours. His mother had saved up to get him into Canada. She's a 60-year-old woman, works very hard for her money. This man didn't speak a word of English, and he was stuck waiting for her for 10 hours after a miscommunication, and they had been separated. So here's this man, never been to Canada before, has no idea how to get the attention of anybody. Of course, he's freaking out. I mean, after 10 hours, he's throwing things, he's mentally breaking down. And the police come to save the day, and what do? Instead of, actually trying to find someone to interpret what he's talking about, they go ahead and tase him, and in minutes, he's dead.
Wow.
It's incredible. And, you watch the video, completely an outsider, you watch the video, and the man, after seeing the police were there, it was almost like he was surrendering us to say, finally, someone's here to help me out, only to be killed in a matter of minutes. It's just, it's a sad thing. And,
it really is.
So the debate isn't necessarily the use of tasers, but also the role of video in society, because now that we're all empowered with these portable video, devices, we're able to catch this, but... I think a previous show, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, you were mentioning how video surveillance is almost a curse as well because it's watching everything we do. So I guess the debate is how wanted is video in our society as long as we are able to have it? And these incidences would have just gone by the wayside had it not been for personal video surveillance.
Yeah, absolutely. If there's no video of the event, it might as well not have ever happened because then it's just your word against the cops, and the courts always side with the police. So I think that the advent of personal video recorders, DV cameras that are, under $300, there are even smaller cameras that, you've got your cell phone cameras, so many different ways to capture video these days. I think it's a boon for humanity. I think it's wonderful. It's giving us the opportunity to fight back against this government tyranny and this police state. Certainly they can use it against us, but we're more decentralized than they are. And eventually these tools in the hands of activists and in the hands of individuals, we're going to win because of the new availability of information.
Yeah, it started with podcasting. When I first started with podcasting, I'm like, awesome. It is the true meaning of free speech, being able to get out there. Anyone can have a voice now, and they can publicize it. And then this whole video thing, too, and YouTube, I think it's been fantastic for, you know, for everyone.
Absolutely, and what's really exciting is when you look at it and you think about this, YouTube's only been around for a handful of years, and it's really... I mean, can you imagine what we're on the cusp of here? Just to think, you know, what are we going to do in 10 years? We're going to look back and we're going to be laughing about, remember when we used to have YouTube? I mean, what's coming next?
I have no clue.
Right. It's so exciting.
Looking forward to it, though.
So cool. That's something to be thankful for as well. Technology and the availability, the easy access, the ease of distribution. All of the walls are coming down. Mm-hmm. The old barricades to getting your message out there to average people, it's all just dissolving. And of course, the old media and the establishment is very upset about it, but technology is moving so fast they can't stop it. It's really just inevitable. It's only a matter of when we win, not if we win. Thanks for the call. Great hearing from you. Yes, same to you. Well, I guess Canada a month ago. 800-259-9231. I mean, you guys want to chime in on the new media revolution here, since that's sort of the topic?
I'd absolutely agree that when it comes down to securing our freedoms, that a camera's the best weapon. A lot of the people in the libertarian movement, or I guess more the militia movement, have always thought that we need to be better armed than the authorities
guns
or whatever.
Or guns.
Nope. That stuff just doesn't work. Sorry. It only enrages them. They know how to deal with guns.
Right.
That's what they did in to the Branch Davidians. They don't know how to deal with cameras.
You're absolutely right about that. When you pull out a camera, they back down. When
they
you pull
have
out
to
a gun,
when other people are watching.
Yep.
Right. You pull out a gun, they get amped up. They want to crack your head in. But if you've got a camera, and I think the other thing that's going to be coming that's going to help us out with the advent of these cameras that are on cell phones, what we really need to have are cameras that stream their signal to some internet server somewhere.
Mm.
Because the issue we're having now is people will film the cops and then just have the cops take their camera. But if what you're doing is live streaming to, let's say, instead of recording to a hard drive or a DVD or a DV tape in your camera, the camera is recording over a wireless internet connection that's all streaming to an online, an internet server somewhere. We don't quite have the bandwidth for it yet, but that's coming, and it will make that a possibility. That way, go ahead, buddy, take my camera. Oh, no. Well, my video file's sitting on a server somewhere in Texas, so what are you going to do about that, copper? By the time it reaches the lens of the camera, it's somewhere else. That's going to be, I think, the final nail in their coffin. 800-259-9231, that is the coffin of government. Hour 2's on the way. You can take control
tyranny
of the airwaves. Tyranny, which the same, one and the same to me. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live. More.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.